interesting people about all the things you need to know over the next 100 days, from innovation to business, design, tech, and culture. Today, we are joined by two brand new additions to the Label Sessions expert roster, as well as Josh Nixon and Nick Sherrod from the Label Sessions team. A big hello and welcome to Shantanu Srivastava. Shantanu is the go-to innovation leader when heritage brands hit a wall. From Twinings to Reckitt, he's cracked complex product and portfolio challenges by bridging creativity and commercial impact without needing a blank slate. Welcome, Shantanu.
Thank you, Fazlin. Very happy to be here.
Awesome. A big welcome to Ian McAuliffe as well. Ian builds brand worlds that go beyond sight into sound, touch, and feeling. With roots in hospitality and sensory research, he's redefined how we connect to products through emotion, experience, and the senses. Welcome, Ian. Luxury brands have gone through quite a bit of a change over the last sort of few years. We've seen some big changes all around. And the core thing seems to be that they need to offer much more now than simply just looking good. They need to create an experience for consumers that feels different. And I think this is sort of, brands in general are sort of facing this. As a result, they're designing for the senses to see what they can create for people to touch, hear, and interact with in new ways. And maybe, like I said, this is sort of what we're seeing in the larger sort of brand world. We recently came across a new search engine called Lore that has just raised $1.1 million to help users disappear down internet rabbit holes, just to explore all the sort of folklore around their chosen topic of interest, and bring this all together into one space. If you're a leader of a brand right now, what are some of the old assumptions you need to break around how we tell brand stories? And I think this ties very nicely to what we just spoke about. Where are the opportunities to innovate emerging, and what can we start doing differently?
I find this topic extremely exciting, but also extremely broad, and we can approach it from many different directions. I think, you know, things that spring to mind at the moment to me are what a fragmented world we live in, you know, how overstimulated consumers are, how, you know, information is coming from all places online, you know, when you walk around in the streets, like there's, you're always being bombarded by, you know, opportunities to buy something, you know, being sold to on social media. So there's a lot of complexity, I think, that consumers are navigating. Now, I think with what's interesting about sensory branding is it's all about layering. It's all about layering on touch points, whether it's within certain channels or whether it's within situ, in let's say in retail environments. It's all about layering experiences, layering on the senses. You know, the types of sensory stimuli that you're putting out is gone as a reaction, really, basically. So I think luxury branding has always been about this layering on of experiences that over a period of time, they create very rich sensory experiences that feel personal, but at the same time are quite, they're just quite generic. It's, you know, everyone gets the same experience, but everyone, the people react to experiences differently because everyone's an individual, right? So I think obviously over a long period of time, this layering of experiences has come to represent, you know, high level of quality, desirability, and obviously with that, the shorthand of the logos gives you a perception of quality and status, right? So I think that's the very first interesting point. I think now brands, luxury brands, as we've seen in the market, you know, growth is cooling, it's slowing. And I think customers under the age of 35, they're kind of buying status in a different way. They're buying it through novel experiences, experiences other people can't get, belonging and depth, which I think is interesting. So if you think about it in the past being about layering, now it's about deepening. I think it's about, once again, those stories, the richness, the depth that we tell. But also I think it's about, you know, the kind of experiences that we all cherish or all desire is, you know, how it's up to us to how deep we take them. You know, if you have an interest in a particular subject, you might be, you have a certain level, or you might want to go down, drill deeper into a subject. And I think this is basically what this is all about. It's about creating freedom for customers to be able to like explore, you know, where this curiosity, interest takes them within the world that the brand can create for these customers. So I think that's what's really important. I think in terms of what's also interesting is communities, the coming together, the belongingness, the, you know, people finding their tribe. I think luxury brands, what's exciting now for luxury brands is the ability to create that for customers to come together in a place which is not polished and finished. It's actually being co-created. Customers are, you know, creating that brand experience on the fly, and actually it's kind of the experience is guided by the brand, but it also frees up the opportunity to see where customers can take that brand. So it's kind of, in a way, democratizing luxury brands to a point where customers are now in control, I think, which is obviously really important in terms of that demographic of people. I think what's exciting is that we're moving from a place of stories as campaigns to now being invitations into new worlds, new opportunities, new places to explore. So from consistency of visuals, which has always been the case with luxury brands, you know, being on point, everything kind of consistent, to coherent senses within those worlds, basically. So moving from a place of attention, let's say, which is typically, you know, the funneling in of attention, to a place now about, you know, how can we enrich provenance stories? How can we reward curiosity? And also, you know, those side quests that customers go on. It's a bit like a video game, really. You can kind of go anywhere, really, within a brand world, you know, and that's what luxury now is all about. It's that deepening of the experience. And just to conclude, I think it's also about, like I just said, it's less about polished and more about prototypes, I think, because that enables you as a brand to firstly learn more about your customers. And that's probably what this is all about, getting more data into, you know, how customers behave within those worlds. But also learning about the community more generally, because, you know, I think a lot of brands don't really know who their communities are, but luxury brands over time have developed an understanding of who those communities are. So they know their customers. But obviously, since, you know, the world is changing and much brands are much more online now, I think it's, and fragmentation exists, it's more about how can we bring people's attention into a place that is curated, really. And I think finally, I think it's more about measurement. You know, in the past, it was measurement from clicks. Now I think it's more about time spent, dwell time, which I think lore is all about. You know, customer rituals, how can they be repeated, and the kinds of memories that are formed, really. That's, I think, you know, having more engagement with customers. So that's, for me, like my take on it. So quite a long-winded, excited view on where multi-sensory branding is headed, but also how useful it actually is in this fragmented world that we're currently in.
Just to build on Ian's point around depth, I think one of the things that is really interesting in, well, it's a range of the research actually we've seen happening over the last year, but in particular, actually, Josh and I did a research project with audiences for art and culture who viewed themselves as discerning, essentially, so they're turning up to arts festivals and such like. And one of the things you really see as a social trend right now is that that group, and there's massive overlap between the people who are really into searching out new cultural things and, you know, new whiskey things in Scotland or kind of new luxury brands, so to speak. It's a real sense of, they really like the aspect of, if you know, you know. So being these things that they understand because they are a discerning group as such. And that's comes through really strongly in all the different categories you look at just now. So I was just thinking it's really interesting, Ian, when you're talking about designing for depth, that really builds around that behavior. And I was kind of thinking one of the conversations we had after we published some of the research on these kind of new audience types. I just spoke to a guy who was leading a whiskey brand. He was talking about how the year before they'd spotted that a really interesting behavior for them was there were lots of whiskey drinking and whiskey tasting clubs that were sparked up around things like cycling clubs and things like that. And the way they interpreted that, first of all, was, hey, there's an interesting link between these interests people have on that and that thing. And what they were realizing more recently was, no, what they'd actually missed was the thing that actually that you know, what that was actually showing is that people liked discovering a whiskey, having a story with it, and then presenting it to their friends, which is much more in your space, you know, saying actually what you need to do is design for depth, give people a reason why they can get enthusiastic about a product, go do the lore thing, if you like, go down the rabbit hole of finding out all about it, and then be the person that presents it to their friends. It's kind of not going for the tactic, almost, it's going for the fundamental way of thinking about the brand, I guess, from what you're saying, Ian.
I totally agree with you. I think I've long felt that I think the power is shifting. So I think in the past, you know, luxury brands were in control. They're dictating the state of play, let's say. I think now, obviously, customers are in control. We have to admit it. You know, customers are in control, and customers are looking for new things to do. There's a lot of people online, you know, seeking out new experiences. I live in London. I see, you know, the weirdest of things. You know, people doing odd things. I would never imagine a cycle trip with whiskey to link together, but you know, those two things feel opposites to me. But it's something new to do, you know. I think that's what it's about. I think within like I said, the world's so saturated with sameness, you know, there's a sea of sameness basically, and people are looking to stand out. That's what it's all about. I think they're looking to be perceived as different, as kind of leaders in whatever niche they're in, or, you know, community they're part of. They want to be recognized, because people aren't recognized. You know, people are typically only recognized if you're, you know, I think it's like 15 minutes of fame, really, you know. And I think we've seen that with, you know, the Ibiza's final boss, how, you know, just one little silly video could take someone into, you know, godlike territory, you know, like, which is interesting, because a lot of people are doing some really interesting things and aren't being recognized for them. So I think it's that kind of cry of, you know, like, I am an individual and I'm relevant. And I think luxury brands have recognized this. What I think there's still probably work to do in terms of, like, relinquishing control, you know, being able to see where that journey goes, where, you know, what experience that looks like, because you can design it, you can engineer it, but at the end of the day, you know, people have their own interests, their own kind of. Oh, I'll pause there.
Well, yeah, but I think it's an interesting point as well. It's awesome. Like, the behavior right now, the mindset right now is very much like, I am an individual. My journey is unique, but I want to join something as a result. To prove it, I want to join something. Like, I want a community now to join. It's a kind of interesting tension there. It's kind of a flip for brands to get their head around.
And if you can be the first person to do that, and people follow you, then you become kind of like in the influencer space, and that becomes your niche, and that becomes something that you're synonymous with. So I think that's probably something to consider too. On the deepening of experiences for luxury brands, I think it's you know, there's a lot to do now within the multi-century space. You know, there's a lot to play for as well. So I think it's going to be really interesting, especially with, you know, the rise in AR experiences, augmented reality, and so on, and, you know, the crossing from physical realm into digital, and then digital and physical being one experience, really, now. It's really interesting to see where the senses can be taken. And once again, it's important for us to think that there are more than five senses, as was expressed earlier. You know, there's many more areas that are not being claimed. And I think that's something that in my career I've always looked to, is the bits that are not being considered as opportunities to differentiate yourself in a marketplace, you know, beyond visual, sensory cues like texture and taste and so on. There are other elements to play with.